This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra is still preaching on the series titled Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Today he's sharing on what leadership is all about. Let's join in.
The wisest man was also the richest man. 1 Kings 10:23. King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. They are joined together. You can't separate them. Siamese twins. Number 2. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1. In this verse, Peter was talking to leaders and listen to the instructions he gave to these up and coming leaders. So it's a leader talking to leaders about leadership. Let's examine what he said. The elders which are amongst you I exhort. The word elder also means pastor. It also means somebody who is old. Whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2. Feed the flock of God which is amongst you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre or money's sake, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords, verse 3 says, as God's heritage, but examples to the flock. Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. Peter was talking about leadership. Whatever you are doing, your mindset is important. The way you think about it. Your mindset. Because with the wrong mindset, you have the wrong actions. And with the right mindset, you have the right actions. So your mindset is crucial. So here Peter was talking about their mindset. The way they should view and see leadership. Because you can have a different view of leadership or perspective about leadership, which is not correct. Peter said, leadership means responsibility and ability. Peter said, in this job that you are performing at elders, I want you to focus on one thing, your responsibility, what you are supposed to do. And he said, this is what you are supposed to do. You are supposed to feed the flock. So leadership is focusing on your responsibility. Because you can focus on other things, but focusing on your responsibility and carrying them out. You can be a father and not focus on the responsibility of being a father. You have taken your child to your grandmother to look after your child. Your grandmother, who is on pension, is the one looking after your child for you. You are not focusing on your responsibility. Bad leadership. You won't send money for the school fees to be paid. Rather, when you get money, you use it to buy Guinness and you drink it. But when you are sitting with your friends, you are proud to open your mouth and say, I am a father of two. You see, you are focusing on something else, but you are not focusing on responsibility. When you are a student, your responsibility is that you are supposed to pass an exam. And you are supposed to focus on that responsibility and pass the exam and have the skills and the ability to pass that exam. But you can focus on something else. You can focus on dressing. You put on your lipstick, your high heels, your handbag, and you walk like a ghost. But you never open your textbook. And when the exam comes, you fail. Why? Because you did not focus on the responsibilities of a student. It's as simple as that. You have not led yourself well. Now, what are the things, listen on, what are other things that take away our focus? It's right there in the scripture. I'll give you the things that make us lose focus and make us poor leaders. Number one, a focus on age. Someone say age. Peter said, the elders which are amongst you, I exhort. All the pastors, they were also called elders because they were grown-ups. And he told them, I am also an elder. I'm also a grown-up. But he said, leadership is not about how old you are. It is about your ability to take up your responsibility. He said, feed the flock. Here in Ghana, instead of people taking up their responsibilities, they tell you their age. Hey, you don't respect. Do you know my age? We focus on age. And when you focus on age, you don't focus on performance. It creates poor leaders. In this church, our shepherds should not be the people who are old. No. It's a responsibility. Those who do the work, they are the shepherds. Even if they are 12 years younger than you. Because it's a question of what? Responsibility. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. It's not about age. Age is important, but responsibility has more value than age. Amen. So the people are selecting a leader based on old age. But what are we going to do? What about if you can't move? So Peter said, the fact that you are elders, grown-ups, it does not mean that you are leaders. He said, leadership is about the work you are supposed to do. Feed the flock. Put your hands together for Jesus. It's not old age. If we put a premium on old age, or just age, we will create bad leaders. Because age does not produce anything. Number two, it is not about how long you have been in a place. Do you know what Peter said? He said, I am a witness of the sufferings of Christ. He said, when Christ started the ministry, I was there. And a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. He said, I saw the signs. I saw the miracles. The changing of water into wine. All those things. But Peter said, the fact that I was there from the beginning, and it's a long time since I joined this ministry, is not the basis for me being the shepherd. He said, the basis of you being a shepherd is your ability to take your responsibility. Feed the flock. If you are the captain of the Ghana Blasters, and you can play, but you have been around for a very long time, listen, we have to put you on the bench. Because it's about what? Responsibility. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. It's about responsibility. What you can do. We have a lot of old people who are blocking pipes and hindering people's progress. When there are people who can perform, say, me, hey, when in time I'm about officer, nah, yeah, oh, and so what? That is what is decimating our continent. People who have been here for a very long. In this church, you're able to have a pastor, he's about 20 years old. He should be able to be the resident pastor of the church. Why not? Ask somebody, why not? It's not about old age. Because if all the pastors are tired and they are sleeping, let's get a small boy to come and be the pastor. Hey, put your hands together for Jesus. It is important to have the right mindset. Otherwise, if you don't see responsibility as the thing that qualifies you, you will check your responsibilities and rely on old age and being there for a long time. The right mindset is crucial. Once we get a good perspective, I have to be the pastor of this church if I can discharge my responsibilities. If I cannot discharge my responsibilities, I must not be. Where? You know when we come here? No, it's not about that. There is a job to perform. Peter said, feed the flock. He said, the whole thing is responsibility. Hallelujah. In Ghana, we should be able to have a president who's about 30 years old. 32 years old. Why not? But I don't think when any party goes to Congress, they will look at who can do the job. No. They say, hey, akwa we wa brewa party mo. Wa che. Yen fe man, we akwa la odi akwe. It's a distortion. It creates poor leaders. Number three. It is not about focusing on your privileges. Someone say privileges. When you are a leader, you are bound to have privileges. But you can lose sight of the job and the responsibility and think only about the privileges. So Peter said, don't do it for money's sake. Because in a position of leadership, maybe you have the ability and the capacity to make a lot of money. But if you don't focus on the work, and your whole mind is just to make money, we are lost. Privilege. Amen. There are some men, they have been in a relationship for 15 years. They are still not married. 8 years, they are not married. 7 years, they are not married. Meanwhile, you are eating this poor girl's fried rice. and chicken, driving her car, and above all to having sex with her when you have not married her. And when you come to with her to the church office and I ask you, when are you going to get married, you have the audacity to say, it's personal, I'm thinking about it. You like the privileges of a married man, but you don't want the responsibilities of a married man. Poor leadership. You don't want to take on the responsibility of the whole church, where we have to come and drink your mortar Guinness, eat your cake, chew your chips, and we say our soul. You don't want us to eat it, but you want to sleep with a girl. Nonsense. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hey! Hey! If you marry somebody like that, you are marrying a poor leader. His focus is on the privileges. His focus is not on the responsibilities.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week for the continuation of this message.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekwe Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you. That doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekwe Baden, and for existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now. Because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating. Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwe Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwe Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwe Baden. It's that simple. Kakwe Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.